We're 60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And guys, I can't believe it. For the first time in months, we've started the morning on time.
Yay!
Yay! Yes!
Morning.
Yes!
Not that exciting.
We did it,
yeah,
guys.
I mean, it's something we should be doing daily.
Every day.
This is like.
But we need to celebrate.
Okay.
Crank it.
All right. I don't know that this is a jam.
I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of everybody right now.
This is a lot for me. It's really early,
you
Jeff.
Need to celebrate the victories in life, Brooke.
Yeah, like, we do.
I mean, can we do it quieter, though?
No,
break
can we
the
celebrate
angels.
Quietly. No, you need to celebrate at max volume every time.
Okay. Those angels slap? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, Brooke, that's lit.
Oh no.
What?
What happened?
No, we're late now, aren't we?
The hallelujah went on too long.
I knew it. I knew it.
Oh, we're
celebrated too much.
We're screwed on time now.
Oh, no.
Or are we?
What?
That's right. It's America's favorite radio segment and maybe the worst acronym you've ever heard. WCII.
I always forget.
Which
clip is it?
Yay.
It's pretty simple. You have two clips to choose from, and we only have time to play one because, again, hallelujah song. Way too long.
Yeah.
So here are your two audio options.
Oh my God. I'm
Option
exhausted.
Number one, it's a 24-second clip of a cat whose owner recently passed away. So he was invited to the wake and asked to perform a sad in memoriam tune alongside a local keyboardist.
Oh my
are you
God.
Serious?
I'm adorable already.
That's option one. Or you can go with option two. 55 seconds of a mystery clip. I'm not even going to tell you
we
what
know
it is.
The clip, Jeff.
I won't even highlight the enormously talented bird who created it. The fate lies in your hands. So on the count of three, I need you all to shout out your vote.
Oh, no,
is it going to be depressed cat
or, the parrot.
Or talented parrot?
Oh, my God.
Are you ready? Shout it on
okay.
three. One, two, three.
Depressed cat!
Oh, my goodness. How does this happen? It's disheartening.
You just start choosing less.
Play the clip.
It's disappointing, but you guys have made your choice.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a sad cat attending his owner's wake while he performs with a local pianist. Here we go.
I hope that owner left everything in their will to that cat.
I have no words. I'll just say this. When the parrot uprising eventually happens, I hope they come after you guys first.
Revolution.
Let's just move on to something happier. It's time for the shock collar question of the day.
Okay.
We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us what song you'd like to hear. I'm drawing a name out because I had the shock collar last, and I got Jose Captain Shortstick Bolaños.
Hey, but I'm still the captain.
Yeah.
That was what I took out of it.
All right, Jose's putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
We know that school buses are painted yellow to increase visibility so drivers can be aware that this is a vehicle filled with children and to be careful.
Yeah.
But have you ever noticed the black lines on the outside of a school bus? Those aren't just for decoration. They have a very specific purpose.
Huh.
What is the reason for them? And Jose, here's a little picture of a school bus.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
There's a reason for the black lines? I thought it was just
like an accent.
Right. Like, let's make it look like a bumblebee. It's yellow and black, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not a bad idea. Maybe with kids, if it does look like a bumblebee, it's more less intimidating.
The kids are scared of bees.
Well, okay, you're right. That's
but
a good point.
Why not all yellow, though? That's interesting. Why do they have to break up the yellow?
Yeah.
And there's no reflectors in that black. Is there? Is it like a reflective paint or something?
Because my first thing I think of yellow is like also construction workers.
This is a mystery.
It has to be something where it makes you see the bus better.
You think
somehow.
It's just about safety?
Reflective isn't a bad idea, but I don't think they glow at night, do they? When they're like going
No, but they have actual, like, even know, when the little stop glowing signs come out, they have little lights and reflectors on those.
Yeah.
And I think there's reflecting strips on the back.
I don't know.
Stay away.
I feel like we're so far off.
Stay 15 feet away.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
from,
about.
From
it just
children.
Sounds funny.
Yeah, right.
Maybe
get away
we'll,
from our...
That's your court order.
Maybe we'll get a hint when Jake reads the question again.
Surprisingly, the black lines on the outside of a school bus aren't just for decoration, nor are they an indicator that Bumblebee from Transformers got a day job. Those lines are actually precisely measured and aligned for a very specific reason. Please tell me what it is, and
okay.
I'll give you a hint. You said there was two lines. If you look close, there's actually three lines.
I was
lines.
Just okay. going to say this, and look,
where's
they're all different lengths.
Oh, because there's a line right underneath the windows.
A line in the windows, a line in
the
middle, and a line just above the
wait,
tires.
But it looks just like a road. Like, if you look at it, if
Jeff,
you look at the three lines, it looks like a road.
What about this, Jose? What if it was about measuring height of children?
Oh, that's not bad.
To help to know who
so
needs
good.
To go on the bus first or
that,
how to separate the children.
That's really good because the little kiddos would be good. About the size of the tire, and then like the middle schoolers would be in the middle, and the high school kids would be almost to the window.
Right.
Have you ever gotten
yeah,
on
but
a bus
we all...
based on height?
No, and you
no,
guys,
I
if
have not.
You guys didn't obviously ride the bus, there's no seating arrangement based on height. It's
cool
all based on
the
coolness.
Back.
Go to the
like
back
if you're
bus.
In the back, you're cool. Trust me, I get hit with yeah. an egg salad sandwich when I was sitting in the
oh,
front of the
yeah.
bus because I was not cool.
The tall
okay?
kids were always the coolest kids, though.
No, no, there were some shorties, dude.
I do like height, but maybe it's not about the kiddos. Maybe it's about SUVs or cars. Like
I think it's something to do with the blind spot.
Yeah,
I think it's something
to
do with being
to.
Able to see out the...
All the different side mirrors in the blind spot.
Okay.
I don't know.
Go with an answer, Jose.
Okay.
What do you think?
My answer is going to be, it helps with the blind spot. To see the height of the cars near you.
All right.
Okay. Every yellow school bus has a series of black stripes along the length of the outside, but they're not just for the look. They actually serve a purpose for safety.
Okay, we're on to the right thing.
One line marks the start of the floor, one marks the bottom of the seats, and the last one marks the top of the seats. So, in
why?
The event of an accident, firefighters can know precisely where to cut into the bus to rescue
oh,
passengers.
Wow. That's genius!
Wow, I would have never thought of that.
No.
Yeah!
Do all the firefighters listening know that already?
I'm sure.
I hope so.
Well, I mean, maybe they didn't cover it. Firefighters like, oh, cool. I
guys,
I
cut it
already.
In half. Yeah. They popped the tires.
Horizontally.
Yeah, horizontally.
Well, didn't get it right, so somebody wanted to hear the song The Wheels on the Bus.
Who wants to shock me? Here you go, Brooke. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round, all round the town.
Bus drivers are like, God, I wish I had a shock collar for these kids.
Yeah. That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.